Hey, what's up? On this week's episode of the Teachers Off Duty Podcast, we're going to be talking about Gen Z students. So that means we're going to be talking about Riz, Skibbity Pip Pap Paps, Ips Bibbidi Bop Bop, Ooh Ooh Eyes, and KK. Exactly. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? Neither do we. Stay tuned. What's up, educators? What's up, educators? It is us, the educators, who are educating the educators, entertaining the educators at the Teachers Off Duty Podcast. That's right, another wonderful week. It is your man, KC Mack, back
with that sauce. You never left, bro.
I did. It was a whole week. I was gone.
Never left, cuz.
I was gone. Man, KC Mack, back with these wonderful, beautiful people to my left and my right. Tell them who you are.
To his right. Sorry. I cut off Brie.
No, it's cool.
No, we're going right first.
It's fine.
We're going center, right, then
fine.
Left. Tom Feline, angry gym teacher, right here.
Okay.
Now the left.
Brie, honest teacher vibes. What are you looking at?
Are y'all both wearing quarter zips?
Yeah.
Did I miss
it?
No, this is a full zip.
Oh, that's a full zip.
Full zip.
Full zip.
What's wrong with you? It's a half zip.
I'm sorry. Full zip.
I like either full zip or no zip. I'm not about the
quarter zip.
This
is how we know we all got ADHD. Because what?
Right.
We're having a full conversation. Who's introducing the podcast?
I'm sorry.
Is that a quarter zip? Just having a full conversation.
All teachers have ADHD.
I think we got some form of ADHD. It's because our attention gets pulled in so many different directions at multiple times.
I think it's contagious. I think the ADHD from our students rubs off on us.
Hey, got to.
You know, I love the fact that you brought up the word contagious, because else is contagious? The laughs that come with the Board Teachers Comedy Tour. That's right. Because
These are the worst transitions.
That was a good one. That was
at this
good
point,
one.
At this point, it's going to become a gag that your transitions are.
That was a good one. I liked it.
This is like the
student. I actually
student
like how they're getting worse and worse.
I mean, like, that's what I'm saying. It's the gag. It's funny.
Yeah. You just
insult me. Yes. Yes,
the laughs
I did.
Am I lying, though? Are not the laughs contagious at the Board Teachers Comedy Tour? Am I lying? Thank you.
I mean, yeah.
Exactly.
I guess. Yeah.
And if you want to be a part of that, make sure you guys know that we're coming to a city near you. As a matter of fact, next week we are back on the East Coast. That's right, North Carolina and Georgia Teachers.
Who's
Teachers? Georgia Tweakers.
Don't come to the show.
Yeah, the Tweakers. We don't want the Tweakers.
And speaking of Tweakers, you know what's very addictive? Board Teachers Comedy. Come tweak out with us. So, give me the paper.
Hand it here.
Oh, man. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is just a podcast. Imagine what you guys would get with that live performance, because we're going to be in Greensboro, Charlotte on the 2nd and 4th. That's right. Evans and Macon on May 3rd and the 5th. So, you know what? Springfield, Illinois. That's my boy. That's
Springfield.
His state right there. That's
Springfield.
His state right
Springfield,
there.
Illinois.
We're
going to
be in Springfield.
State capital, baby.
Iowa.
Dubuque.
We're going to be in Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Sheboygan.
I got to say Sheboygan.
Shenanigans
twice.
In Sheboygan.
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 It's
Sheboygan
just so much
shenanigans.
Fun to say. I can't wait.
It is fun.
And we're going to finish up the We Can't Make This Stuff Up tour in the spring. And we'll be all over California. We'll be in San Diego, Los Angeles, San Jose, and Santa Rosa. Cali teachers, get your tickets. Get your teachers. You definitely don't want to miss it. And then guess what, man? The new tour starts.
Turn up.
The struggle is real.
Perfect name.
New city.
Perfect name.
New material. New everything.
New.
New sauce.
New.
New tweakers.
New tweakers. Yes.
No
I can't
tweakers.
Wait for those tweakers.
We're going to be in Montana, Louisiana. We're going to be back in my home state, Texas. We're going to be in Missouri. Then back in my original birthplace state, Kansas, already. We're going to be in Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Vermont, New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, and Baltimore.
Mm.
And you don't want to miss it, because I have some more cities right here. Look, we're going to be in and countries. We're going to be in Vancouver, Canada. We're going to be in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Aloha.
Providence, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Indiana, New York, New Jersey, Boston, Ohio, Illinois, Connecticut, Kentucky, West Virginia, and Virginia.
A whole litany of cities.
But all these cities that I just named, we're going to literally be everywhere in this country from A to Z. And speaking of Z, it brings us to today's
topic.
That was
a fantastic transition.
That wasn't bad. That
I'm going to give credit where credit is due. Yeah.
We're back on the, we're climbing back up.
Because them other ones was waste management.
I don't think so. Y'all too hard on me. Speaking of the letter Z, we're going to be talking about what it is like to teach Gen Z students. Dun, dun, dun.
Man, listen. What are they, 1997 to what, 2000?
I don't know.
Somebody look it up. I'm going to Google it.
I don't know. You're right about 97. I remember 1997. Because it's like age 11 right now. So
yeah,
I technically teach Gen Z students.
Is 1996 to... I hate when these people make a whole blog. Bro, just tell me the information. I don't need to see. I don't need a recipe. Anyway,
so
I think...
you got to hit jump to recipe.
I'm still trying to get it. Gen Z age range. Come on, Google.
Hit jump to recipe for Gen Z. Jump to recipe.
What is the recipe? Is it hoodies and...
One part skibbity toilet. One part...
Skibbity pap pap.
Gyat, whatever that means. I don't know what that means.
It's 1997 to 2012.
Nah.
So if you're 27, you're Gen Z.
27 Gen
Z. So 1997 to 2012. I graduated from college.
Because there's Gen Z teachers, and there's Gen Z students. I work with a Gen Z teacher.
I graduated from college in 2012.
They're weird a little bit. I'm just kidding.
They're weird a little bit. Casey, you're weird. So I'm millennials. Gen X is... Their generation is actually called boomers?
Yeah. Oh, no, wait, it was before us with the baby boomers. Baby boomers.
Oh, the baby boomers.
Oh, it's because we're laughing at boomers because it's like a joke now, but they were baby boomers.
Yeah.
They were part of a baby boom after World War II.
What's the new one, though?
Like, let's make
like the next one. Was Gen Alpha? Why would they name them Alpha, bro?
I don't know.
Why would their generation be anybody after COVID 2020, Gen Alpha?
I think it's going to be Gen and Juice because they're going to be... like little drunk people running around causing havoc.
Every generation act like that.
I think they just wanted to go back to the beginning. They go from Z and Z is done. We're done. So then they go back to the top, I guess.
Oh, okay. Because Alpha start with A.
It's like the hurricanes, how they name hurricanes.
Stop playing. Because who be naming our hurricanes?
That's
I want to know.
That's how they do it.
I want to know. Is it really?
Yeah, they start, like, they go all the way down
I
the
feel
alphabet.
Like you just made that
they,
up.
No, and then they start all over.
Sometimes I can't tell when you're playing
with
me.
I'm for real.
Google it. Hey, Siri.
We have to Google everything. This is the Google episode.
You better not
listen
to her voice.
Hey, Siri, turn on.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you better not. You know your master is a man, Siri.
Okay, Casey.
You better not let no other woman tell you what to do, Siri.
Are you okay?
I'm very much okay.
Hey, the craziest thing to me about Gen Z is that they cannot write their signature and they can't read an analog clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh no, that's real.
And they have no interest in learning either.
Just
things.
Apathetic.
No, that's real.
Just go ahead and get that
that's
off your
real.
Jump. Because they print their signature. They don't know how to. So, because I'm like, even if you don't teach them cursive, at least teach them how to sign their name.
Yeah.
Something that's unique to them. Even if it looks like a doctor's signature, something so nobody can't. Because
like
you printing your signature.
First initial squiggly line.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
At least do some squiggly lines.
But it's
something.
My squiggly line. You know, no one else can do my
it's yours.
Squiggly line. You know,
like they straight up. We have to. You know, they have to sign the cell phone sheet for state testing, so they have to print their name and then sign their name.
It looks the same.
Print it. Print it. Like this ain't a signature. Like at least put to connect the letters or something.
Print their
I don't
name
know.
On the first box. Signature C. Box to the left.
Why do they not know? But why do they not know how to read an analog clock, though?
Because
I mean,
is
it's,
that
it's
something
pretty...
that's still taught?
Because their phone.
But who
yellow...
taught us though?
The
oh.
big yellow clock. You remember the big yellow clock with the gears on it?
Yeah,
in
and you had to manually turn. Well,
but
learned
some
that in school,
schools though. They told them they can't. You they have to have a digital clock in the room. They were like, you can't. You have to take this out.
Well,
I'm like, okay. If but what if I have two? They're like, no. Just you have to have a digital.
They're just lazy in the sense of
well,
because
phones make all of us lazy.
Right no
somebody's
gonna
do it for me. I ain't gonna do it,
and that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just that if I have the technology given it to me, I don't why
they
go
feel
above
like
and
it's
beyond
not important
right
to learn.
That's what I'm
just
saying,
like cursive,
so
it, and
but I mean, I guess it's kind of like for us, like I was an adult and I didn't know how to tell military time. I was like, why does it say 18? What time is it? It says 1834. What time? I still don't know. I couldn't tell you. I still don't know.
On my fingers when
I
see that.
Like,
I
still
don't know. 18 minus 12.
It better say 322 because I don't. If it says anything past that, I don't know.
They have their own language.
The slang is
the little slang.
The slang. Toilet Sigma Ohio Gyat.
Gyat.
What is
that? I'm speaking Gen Z right now. I have no idea what it means.
I know what Gyat is.
What is it?
Gyat is
can
like.
Can we say it on this podcast?
Is it a cuss word?
Like, I'm nervous about the A.
Well, no.
Is it an acronym?
They're saying God.
What is it? I'm nervous about the A. Like,
okay, it's they're pretty much cutting off. They're trying to say GD.
Oh. That's like when they be like, with your big age.
When you say it, like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, dang. Yeah, I can say dang. Okay, yeah.
So what do they, what?
So, like, if they see something, like, yeah, dang, except they don't, but they do cut they off with the dang.
Oh,
so
they like, just say
that's
gat.
Where the gyat, the G-Y-A-T, that's where that comes from. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel,
what about skibbity toilet?
I don't know what the hell that is.
It's the head. It just makes me upset. Head. All I know about it is my 6-year-old son is terrified of it. Anytime we turn on YouTube, he's nervous that the skibbity toilet video is going to come on. It gives him nightmares because it's kind of a creepy looking, like.
Is it blue?
I don't think it's blue.
Because there was some like toy that was.
It's like a Shrek looking bald dude in a toilet and he talks. Mm-mm. And it's just creepy looking.
That's creepy.
But it's this whole like series.
But the kids, like, they say that, or that's like a thing they're scared of. I'm gonna go to school and ask my kids on Monday. My son's scared of
it, but like Gen Z, it's like it's there.
Oh, that's hold up, pimp! I ain't got no glasses. There what is. The frick?
Look at that! Look at that! What? Look at that! That's creepy.
What in the world? That's creepy. What camera do I show this to? That's weird.
It's like a whole meme series. Like
why? For them. Who?
I don't know.
Hey, I know that dude.
CDs sound the street from my house. I know him.
This episode is brought to you by Storyworth. Looking for a thoughtful personal gift from the heart for someone in your family? We've got you covered. Have you ever heard of Storyworth? Storyworth is an online service that helps you and your loved ones preserve precious memories and stories for years to come. It's a thoughtful and meaningful gift that connects you to those who matter most. Every week, Storyworth emails your relative or friend a thought-provoking question of your choice from their vast pool of possible options. You could ask any question you want. I already sent my grandma some questions that I can't wait to read. A couple of them are, hey, grandma, what's the funniest family moment you can remember? And what's the most adventurous thing you've ever done in your life? After a year, Storyworth compiles all their stories and photos into a beautiful book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. That's a keepsake they'll always be able to cherish and remember throughout their lives. So go check it out for yourself. Teachers Off Duty listeners can get $10 off your first purchase by using the link storyworth.com/TOD. That's storyworth.com/TOD to save $10 off your first purchase.
Have y'all heard them say, with your big age? At your big age? The first time I heard them say that, I thought they was cussing. They was like, now, Ms. Richardson, at your big age, you mean to tell me that you don't?
Yeah.
What did you just say?
Like, as old as you are, you mean to tell me? Yeah,
I thought they were trying to cuss, but they're not. They're just like, it's our version of, I was today years old when I found out.
They have their own language. Like, they merch. Really do. Have you heard that one? Merch.
Merch.
They say something and then they're like, merch. It means like, for real. I don't know what it means. I'm pretending. Merch, yeah.
What does that mean?
I like that one.
The way they explained it to me was it just means like,
the stuff we sell on the Bored Teachers Comedy Tour.
Merch.
Is that what it is?
No, that's, no. I mean, yes, for right now, for this purpose,
But no, what did they say? It was definitely buy that merch. But what did they say?
They would say something, and then like if they got in trouble for something, say it wasn't me, it was such and such merch.
Is it a visible person?
What that mean though?
It means like they're not lying.
Oh,
I think it means no cap.
Yeah, what happened to no cap?
No gown either. If
this
y'all
was
don't
before
learn how to...
no cap. I swear, this was before. This predates no cap. So this language is evolving faster than we can even like.
Wait, this is newer than no cap.
Yeah,
I feel like I really feel older because normally I can keep up with their slang, and I'm like, they say stuff now, and I'm like, I have no earthly idea what you're talking about.
It just seems like they're making it up because
like Riz, I didn't know what that was for long. I'm like, what? I still don't know.
That means. Like, you don't have the ability to pull a girl, or you don't have the ability to pull a boy.
That's what it sounds like it means.
No, but that's what it is. Like, you ain't got no Riz. Like, you ain't got no Riz.
What was the one they were saying about each other for before Riz, though? It was like it was our version of sprung. Like, if you, a simp. They're calling each other simps. I'm like, if y'all are this creative, when I ask you to write a paper, now I got attitude.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now I got attitude. Because I asked you to write one sentence, and you wrote 16.
Well, the thing is, you're asking them to use real words, and that's hard. Like, you're not going to read a paper that just says skibbity toilet, Riz, Sigma.
At this point, if it'll make them write something, because this generation don't care about nothing.
The whole generation is sus.
For Gen Z.
Sus is like not a word anymore.
They don't say sus?
It's gone.
They don't say sus?
Yeah. No.
No, it, that's like 6 months old. It's gone.
It, no, oh, yeah, it's, yeah. It's further than...
That's dated. No, you boomer. This boomer over here talking about sus.
That's so last. That's so weak.
No, it's
last
from... it was Among Us.
Among Us,
the game Among Us. They played that
2020...
It was like 2 years ago. They hadn't played Among Us in a long time. Yeah, so they don't say sus.
But I thought they still kept sus.
No, they don't.
Like, that's sus.
They ain't. I'd never hear them say that anymore. I've heard Riz. I've heard...
Yeah, Riz.
What is the name? What is mewing? What is mewing?
I've heard about mewing, but I don't know what it is.
Because I wonder if it's like they're now mew. At this point, now I got to Google what mewing is.
Mewing?
Because a lot of people, I've never heard them do that before, but a lot of people in the comments were saying.
Is it like a sound?
Let me see. Mewing meaning.
Mew is a Pokemon. I know
that. No, dude, it's worse than that. Make a characteristic high-pitched crying noise. I'm going off on everybody. No.
Like
that? I would rather you moo than mew.
Yeah.
Because like the... That? Nah, same. You gotta say, hey, babe, yeah, please don't mew. Bro, I would say mew in Urban Dictionary. Hold on. An exclamation or retort used to interrupt someone who is complaining about something trivial.
Oh, I'm just going to start
mewing
like
at them then.
I kind of like that. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to start mewing at them.
Yeah, because they complain about trivial things all the time.
How is it that I've
like,
not
I don't
want
to crease my shoes. They complain about creasing their shoes.
Yeah.
They bring nice gym shoes to PE class. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for wearing gym shoes. Yeah. Oh, but they don't want to crease them, so they won't do anything in their gym shoes.
Imagine
I prefer you wear Crocs then. Just wear the Crocs.
Our kids aren't allowed to wear Crocs.
They love Crocs.
Yeah, they can't wear Crocs.
They can wear Crocs at my school, but they just can't wear the charms on the Crocs.
I'm like, your shoe has Crocs, to weigh then? 60 pounds. There's no way that you have this much gaudy, bedazzled jewelry in some shoes.
They're wearing like refrigerator magnets on their feet.
Have you seen the snow plows that you can attach to your Crocs and then you kind of scoot?
Stop.
And you
I'm not
serious.
A real thing.
It is a real thing.
Chandeliers.
Google it.
I am Googling all kinds of
not
things.
Not chandeliers, but there's plows.
Snow plows.
There's also headlights.
Snow plow Crocs.
You can
Crocs.
Put headlights on your Crocs.
I cannot believe this is a thing.
Yeah.
Snow who is what? I'm roasting the socks off of a kid if I see them.
This one kid came to school with his baby twin brother and sister attached to his Crocs. Just
Casey, listen. The reason I get so mad at Casey when he cracks these terrible
just with
jokes.
With their head sticking out of the
wall. No. Because he is a fantastic comedian. So I'm like, you're bombing on purpose and it's pissing me off. Because what kind of terrible joke? You do it on purpose.
That was actually brilliant.
Where's that crying coming from?
To the board teacher's comedy tour, you will never hear Casey make a terrible joke like this.
I'm going to run it back. The fact we're talking about the charms, the outrageous charms they're wearing. Imagine if this kid, he went to... charm the next person, so he had his twin brother and sister.
The hyperbole of this is not making sense.
On his Crocs.
No.
Holding on to his shin as he's walking down the hallway. No. That's hilarious.
It was the like presentation.
Expansion world.
It's a little pair of baby boots.
Expansion world.
Now, they were funny. The baby boots.
Baby boots.
That's what we laugh at? But not the twin.
Yeah,
brothers,
yeah, you see, it needed that tagline.
It needed a tag. If you come to the Board Teachers Comedy Tour, Casey is hilarious. That's why I know he's doing this on purpose to troll us.
Sometimes you got to drop some puns every now and then.
He's going to go on stage. He's going to go on stage with some baby boots.
He's what?
He's going to go on stage with some baby boots on the next show.
I'm going to have my twin cousins on my
If anybody wants to volunteer, they're twins.
My twin cousins.
I'm going to show everybody. I'm going to go above and beyond to get this damn laugh.
I'm like, at this point, he's just trolling us, bro. At this point, you just trolling us on purpose. My jaws hurt from laughing so hard because I know Casey be with the foolishness.
Oh, it's not going to stop either. I have some more flat ones that's going to land pretty soon.
They ain't landing. If they landing, they like punches, bro, because they not landing.
Look, we have some wonderful stories that was turned in from the wonderful viewers. Thank you for the engagement. Man, who wants to dive into one?
I got my own. Did we snort Smarties when we were kids?
No.
We didn't snort anything.
I knew a guy in high school who snorted Pixie Sticks.
Okay, so.
He did it like to be
really
funny.
They
Smarties, though.
Bleak.
You got to crush them up?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Some
I'm
lines
like,
of Smarties?
I'm
no.
like, why would you? Why are you doing this?
No.
Why are you okay? Like, why are you doing it? You actively, you did this of your own free
accord.
Why
you want to do a line?
My nose is bleeding. I wonder why.
Yeah. These kids end up looking like Artie Lang with the smarty nose.
Is it? Are they supposed to do it? What's the effect?
Not supposed to do it at all.
I know. I'm just saying, what's the effect of it? What's the reason? What are we
doing? I think they're just doing it for shock factor. Yeah. Like, just doing
dumb
stuff.
Are they trying to pretend like it's a narcotic?
Yes, of course.
Probably, yeah.
That's stupid.
But wouldn't it burn? I'm like, y'all like pain? Yeah. Y'all like pain?
I imagine it would burn.
Do they come to school? Do they have these smarty kilo dust bus?
They carry their smarties in a dime bag.
The principal coming in. Let's see what we got here. Oh, yeah. That's that Maui Wowie. What are they doing?
They're like, actually, it's the rainbow flavor. Like, I don't know.
They start wearing fedoras like Heisenberg, Breaking Bad.
Not Heisenberg. The feather and the cap.
What are they doing?
Are y'all okay? They did that. And then remember, I don't know if y'all remember that this was several years ago. Luckily, I have not seen a kid do this, but this was several years ago. They would take an eraser. I'm like, what? And it was like half the class, bro. It wasn't
like
just
like,
in this spot. I'm like, why are y'all doing that? Mm-mm.
That's crazy.
We put glue on
hands. Yeah,
that's
glue in the hands.
That's it.
That's what
we
did.
We didn't sniff the glue. We didn't.
There was no pain involved. Like, did we put the glue on our hands?
They hurting themselves. I'm like, that is painful.
We did play bloody knuckles.
Now, we did do that.
That's okay.
We played bloody knuckles and open chest.
Guess what? Yeah. Nobody's knuckles really bled, so it's okay.
Not really, no.
I don't know. I've seen some people's knuckles bleeding.
Not if you won, anyway.
It's true. Huh?
I ain't never seen nobody's knuckles bleed. That's how I'm getting red.
Oh. We brown
Mine
skin
used to
though.
Get red.
I had friends who would like cut little like shards into the quarter.
What?
To like make it, yeah, make your knuckles bleed more.
On purpose?
That was a real, yeah.
Wow, that's
so hardcore, I guess we was crazy hardcore too. Bloody knuckles.
I guess we were crazy too then.
Yeah.
I think it seems crazy to us because we're adults. But when we were kids, the adults in our lives were like, why are y'all playing bloody knuckles? Like, why would you punch each other in the chest?
And it's crazy that they're doing this because they can do other things.
They have technology.
They have the phone, tablet, video. We didn't have much.
So we had,
an excuse to do dumb things and hurt each other. For them, it's like they're rubbing, making burns with an eraser. Just get on your phone. I'd rather you be on your phone.
At this point, I'd rather you pull out your phone and start texting.
Like.
Get on your device. But you don't teach what? Because your kids are little, though.
Yeah, I teach K through five.
So you would be Gen Alpha.
I think my fifth graders are Gen Z. They're like right on fourth. The cusp. I taught middle school though for 5 years. So
Okay. So you bout it.
Yeah, Gen Z.
And then if we did do that with the eraser, you know how horrible that'd be? Because we had them big, thick erasers.
But maybe they do it on, we did have them big. I ain't seen no kid with a big, thick eraser like that. Listen, wouldn't you get so mad though if you, because I had my eraser that I was like, this is my eraser. I'm using it. I would get so mad when I had to start over with a freshman. Eraser that I was using, I had to start over with a freshman. I don't know what it was, but I was attached to that eraser. I'm like, we've been through war together.
Because you got a lot of work together. You got to get the point down.
Yeah,
you know,
and I'm like, the point had already dwindled.
Does Gen Z know how to walk?
No, because they're not trying to crease their shoes.
They never just walk normally.
They're either gridding or running.
Yes.
Yes.
Gridding
or doing a Fortnite
dance. Or like crisscross down.
Oh, I see what you're saying too. Yeah.
Oh, the Fortnite dance.
They forget how to walk normally. They're doing Monty Python stuff all over the school.
Monty Python.
They don't walk at all.
I don't think I've ever seen.
They're literally either walking sideways, or they're running, or they're gridding.
Or they're running and jumping.
Yeah, they're tapping the door frame, or they. Or doing the duck walk
because they don't want to crease the shoes.
Mm-hmm. The duck walk. You said that one already. My kids have recently been doing like speed walking. I'm like, what? They won't. It's the weirdest thing. I've never seen them do this before. We'll be coming back from, because we have to take them to the bathroom as a class. We'll be coming back from the back, and they are literally racing each other like speed walking. I'm like, hey, just walk regularly. It's like they all do it. I'm like, when did this become a thing?
I mean, I see that at elementary level because they're constantly racing
each other. I've never seen it before. I'm like, you're 12. This is, stop. Like, just, I'd rather y'all run.
Do y'all have one-way hallways?
What is that?
One-way hallways.
Yeah, like they can only go one direction. Like the kids can only go one direction. Yeah.
That's like Walmart tried that during COVID. It didn't work very well.
Well, yeah, I think so. They kept it going because, you know, they were just trying to keep the flow.
Are you saying like one side of the hallway?
It's only one way you can go. Like you can only go one direction.
What if you have to go the other way?
So
they got to walk all the way down?
They got to walk all the way around. Even if your class is right next to each other, they make you walk all the way around.
Nope.
And So,
and kids actually comply with this?
Well, they didn't like it at first. So
I feel like that would be really hard to enforce. Like, no, go. You can't go this way. Like, the door's right there.
Literally right there.
So when they would like want to play around, you would see them take that lap twice, and you're like, "What are you doing? I already saw you. Like, why are you playing around? Are you going to be tardy?" And then, like, what are you doing?
I know the we do the, like, right and left side of the hallway thing, but, like, nah, if they class yeah, it's right all one there. Direction. But I do remember what you're talking about, because we did make them do that during COVID. They had to go.
One way hallways?
Know. Some stuff we did during COVID, I'm like, this didn't make no sense. Like, just let them cross the hallway.
Right.
Yeah. But I guess to keep them away from each other, but they're sitting right next to each other in class.
Yeah.
It's y'all impact so many kids in here. It's kids sitting on the ceiling.
And they're not they weren't wearing the masks correctly.
They were chewing on the mask.
Wearing, like, eye patches. Like, yeah.
Sucking
pirates.
On the mask. Is
COVID messed up, I feel like, that whole generation.
Bless their heart, we're
giving them a hard time, but, like, they really had it for a couple years there. And even now, still today.
Yeah. Because, like, you know? I feel like when they first came back to school after COVID, they didn't know how to play with each other and didn't know how to stop playing with each other.
Right.
Like, they didn't, it was interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Now I feel like we're getting a little bit more back to, but then TikTok has made their attention span, you know, worse.
COVID was bad. TikTok is worse.
Because I'm telling you, they just sit there the entire class period just doing TikTok. I ain't going to do it again because I already hit it, but they just do TikTok dances the whole time. Somehow I'm like, who are you talking to? Myself.
I'm like, remember the most annoying one? Rapping? This is the most annoying TikTok one, the one that was...
Ugh, what was that don't one, do though? That during
what was
COVID.
That? Oh,
it had other parts to it.
Well, you know which one I'm talking about? What was the regulator? Renegade. Renegade.
It's like you're trying to get people to
that
smell
was
your
like
breath.
The very first, that I feel like the Renegade was like the very first like TikTok dance that I
one.
Knew.
Everybody,
that was.
Or whatever they was doing.
Okay, you know, another little movie.
I got a little Macarena vibes from that.
It was giving Macarena.
Yeah.
It was giving Macarena.
I have students on TikTok and they're too young to be on TikTok.
Same.
And they use their real name with their real picture.
Yep.
And they comment on my post and they
and say
who they are.
Yep.
I report them and I get them banned from TikTok.
I tell them because they'll get
which
on
which I
our
feel kind of guilty about.
No, they need to get off.
But they do need to get, exactly. Too and it's little. Like, I'm not going to deal with
you
this.
You teach
no.
K through 5, too little.
You have to be 13 to sign up for TikTok, which even that I feel like is way too young.
Nah.
But yeah, these are like 8, 9-year-olds. And then they run up to me in my gym. They're like, Mr. Flynn, how come you don't follow me? I'm like, because you're 7.
And I can't do that. Right. No,
yeah.
7.
That's
what
why. I'm not even going to acknowledge that you are on there.
This is the generation, too, that they genuinely, which I mean, I guess all generations like that have had the internet, we've had to learn that nothing truly disappears. But this generation, for sure, it's like they really think if I delete something off the internet, it's gone.
Yeah, no.
Bro, nothing. If it's on the internet, it doesn't matter if it says it's deleted. It's not, fam.
Mm-hmm.
Screenshots. Gen Z starts fight pages.
Now, them just be entertaining. I ain't going to lie to you.
What's a fight page? I don't know about this. What's a fight page?
Kids will have a fight of mostly middle school.
Any fight that happens at your school, it ends up on this fight page.
Yeah, I can see that.
So
not
we
really
have
on elementary level.
No, but. Elementary, yeah. But any fight that happens at school, and then the account is anonymous.
Right.
So you don't know who.
Oh, it's a whole account.
So they have collaborated. Yeah. They have collaborated with each other.
So each school has their own like World Star page.
Right. And I'm gonna tell you, at my
World
school,
Star Elementary School.
Yo, my school fight page was so lit that it got brand deals.
Brand deals.
What was the brand deal? Boxing gloves?
World Star Elementary for Neosporin. Do you have boo-boos on your knees? Just start reading it off right here. Do we have Neosporin? Are they a sponsor? We could get them now.
Band-Aids by Johnson & Johnson.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Dude, and they can never catch the person that is, because it's always organized, but it's one kid that is organized.
He's a hacker. He's
going
to be a hacker.
And they never snitch on each other. There are pages that we can get taken down because somebody will snitch because they don't like somebody. That fight page be living in infamy. We can never get it taken down.
You assume it's a student. What if it's a teacher running that fight page? Because I'm thinking about starting one now.
Which I can't
just filming all the slap fights in elementary school, pushing each other.
First rule of fight page:
we
don't talk about fight page.
That goes for everybody listening to this. Delete this episode as soon as you're done listening.
Delete
to
this
it.
Episode.
Yes, you did not.
Now, I will say this generation keep me laughing though.
They're hilarious.
They are so unbelievably entertaining.
Hey, that's how we get our material.
Oh, for sure.
That's true. That's why the material
is 1,000%. They ask your kid. They don't know their social security number either. The doctor, I told you the story before, but a doctor asked my nephew for his social. He told the doctor his social media. Hey, fool. They ask you for your social security number.
Who is your social? Fight page at 5521.
It's like, that's not, well, why would he not just say social security number?
No, your number. Oh, okay, 69420. No. No, not the numbers at the end of your social media.
They are.
What, my last video count? Wait, what numbers you need, man? What?
Your stats. Your analytics.
Fortnite snap.
They can rattle off their Instagram analytics, but not their social security number.
I will say this about the Gen Zs. The girls are more harder.
What do you mean?
These girls are like bullies.
I taught a girl last year, the whole eighth grade was scared of her.
Yeah, some female
boys. Boys and all. Yep. Boys and all was scared of her.
We had a fifth grader like that a couple years ago. It was a fifth grade girl. We would play Capture the Flag. And
Capture the Flag.
She had free reign to go to the other team's side. And they would just let her chill there. They were afraid to touch her. If they went to go pull off the flag, you know, from where the flag belts, they get hit right there. They get clawed. They were afraid of her. So she
survival
just was the
fittest.
Queen of the court. Yeah. Yeah.
She taller than, is she bigger than everybody? Like, she tall?
Not really.
She's got them hands.
Yeah, she had a right hook. Yes.
You don't have to be big to have hands.
Deadly right hook.
She was like a little Ronda Rousey out there.
Not
like,
Ronda Rousey.
My teacher Bess was telling me that there's this girl bully that's bullying teachers.
Yeah, I can't never be bullied by no kid.
Yeah. That's how you know, crazy it is.
What grade, though?
What is she doing?
Like, middle school. So there's this one teacher who needs a cart to get around the school.
Yeah, I'd be feeling bad for them teachers.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they don't got no classroom. They just, that's stressful.
This particular student likes to take that teacher's cart and run it down to the end of the hallway.
Oh, no.
And then the teacher has to go down there.
Do they know which student it is?
Yeah, she does it in front of him. She does it in front of him.
Kids be so reckless, bro.
But wait, So by the time the teacher gets right to the cart, she takes it and runs it.
When you said teacher on a cart, this is bad, but I pictured a teacher that had to be wheeled around on a cart. And I was like, wait, you're telling me this kid is bullying a disabled teacher?
Real talk, it's like, hey, that ain't cool
but
at
what
all.
Yes. The cart, that's actually kind of funny, though. Like, pushing the teacher's cart.
But you know what? The way schools are, they won't let them. I bet you they're like, we'll talk to them. They won't let her write that kid up for that.
Probably not. No.
They're like, we'll talk to them. It's like, they do it every day, bro. I just want my cart. It's stressful enough.
They're allowed to, like, destroy property. Honestly. I know. Schools, they don't write them if they feel like their hands are tied.
Man, I know this one school that watched a kid tear up the classroom.
Yes, that happens in my school.
But that's where they clear out the...
Happens in my school, happens in my kid's school. Yeah. They just let the kid, the room turns into like a padded room. They let the kid go, just push
but
everything
down.
But
is that when they're, like, is that like a kid with a, that has a behavior plan or something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
but
I.
They can't touch him.
Yeah.
Can't restrain the kid, so
but
just
the
let them do their thing.
They have
okay, but they're
training.
Doing their thing. They're destroying everything in the room. Like,
right.
There's got to be something we can do.
But
here.
When they clear the room, though, is the admin or the person that has restraint training technically allowed to restrain them?
Maybe.
Because I've heard
know,
that
but
only
who has
admin
restraint
can...
training? I don't have restraint
training.
Right,
I ain't training. Never okay. seen a restraint training.
I got in trouble once.
But here's the thing. You have to stop the kid from self-injurious like behavior and things like that. So if he has
a
chair,
don't touch him.
That's what
I said.
You
know what I'm saying? You can take the chair
right.
from the student.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, you know, you... creating a,
if it's a little kid, I might swipe it off the top of your. A big kid, you ain't finna hit me with that chair. We gonna have to just go ahead and clear the room.
I mean,
a little kid, like a kindergartner.
You have to intervene. At some point, you just can't sit there and watch it.
But that's also a bigger conversation, though.
Oh,
because
yes,
at that point, we're not providing the services that are, and we've talked about this before.
That's true.
At that
too.
Point, we're not providing a conducive environment for learning for all kids.
At that
and
point, you're
not,
creating trauma.
Yes.
Not just for that kid who's allowed to destroy the room, but for all the other kids who have to go. Now they have to leave the room after they watch this kid destroy the whole classroom.
I would be interested, somebody that happens consistently at your school, I would be interested to hear in the read in the comments,
mm-hmm.
your perspective on that or what y'all do? Because I've only been teaching 6 years. I've never seen that. I also teach middle school. I've never seen them have to, like, clear a room.
I think it's more an elementary
thing. Yeah, so, I've seen it on social media where they'll post it that a kid is, you know, tearing
up
a room.
I've seen the rooms afterwards, and, yeah, it looks like...
I don't understand
like
that, though.
A herd of animals just went through and destroyed everything. And but then you never get that stuff back.
Right.
They'll tear stuff off the walls. You never see that stuff again.
Right. What you laughing at, Casey?
I just know a teacher that she came to intervene with a student who was, you know, tearing up the whole office. Actually, it had him in the office, you know. And
like
she
in her office?
Well, it was just an office that was like a... Pretty much the teacher put him in like a holding room, but you still can't do that.
Right.
So, but she went in there to, you know, try to calm the kid down, and then the kid kicked her butt. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying?
That happened to me.
Really?
Yeah. But
that happened to me. Like a little kid put hands on you?
A little third grader kicked my butt. It was like one of my first years teaching. I was like super young. No, for real.
We're only laughing by the way you said it, bro. It's not funny.
This is a serious situation, but I get you.
The
I
way you said
this
it.
This third grader had like a really rough time in my class, and I made a comment. I was like, oh, such and such, he's acting like a baby again. Well, if you can't call a little kid a baby. Mm-hmm. That's like...
They be freaking out,
That's a curse word to them. They don't want to be a baby. Right. So I'm standing there. The class is leaving. Suddenly, I feel this swift kick on my butt.
Oh,
and
literally.
I think this kid took some karate lessons because it hurt. And then I turn and look at him, and he's winding up for another one, kicks me again, and then he goes other leg, kicks me right in the front, square in the cojones. At this point, I'm like, no, this kid is 30 pounds. So I grab his arms. Can't do that. And I'm talking.
I'm supposed to just let him kick me?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Well, I was supposed to, I guess, leave.
No. You know what you're supposed to do?
Run for your life, man.
No.
No. Like this.
I just
is serious.
Got kicked in
I could have gotten
mat.
Fired. I could have gotten fired. I talked to the social worker afterwards, and I explained to her that I was, you know, restraining him from not like assaulting
like, don't
me
kick
anymore.
Me again. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, by the way, he's like stomping on my feet and biting my knuckles, and she asked me, "Well, what hold did you use?"
Y'all ain't
and
never
I'm like,
done
I
no restraint.
I was holding his arms. She's like, well, are you certified to use
Shut
those
up.
Holds?
Shut up. I would
like,
have got fired.
No.
I would have been like...
Well, but she was cool about it. She was like, so what we're going to do is we're not going to put in the report that you put hands on this child.
But why
child.
Do they not train us ahead? Because like your natural
exactly.
reaction
like,
as a human being
shouldn't
is to
we
stop
have that
somebody
training?
From hitting you.
You know what you're supposed to do?
Or hitting
you're
the other kids. Because I was also thinking, like, is he going to turn on these other kids? Like, I don't
Right, because then if you would turn around and ran, hey, you left the other kids to get hit by him. What did you want me to do?
Yeah.
You know what you were supposed to do? Sweep the leg.
He got kicked
Fear
in
does
the...
not exist in this dojo, does
he? Got kicked.
I just stuck doing the karate.
But no, but that kind Fortnite of situation, sweep. It creates a form of PTSD. You know, we talked about that last week. So now, and I guarantee you, even for you, because it's like this other teacher I was talking about, the next time a situation was even remotely close to that, as she was about to approach it, she thought back like, wait, looked at her wounds and was like, nah,
not her
I'm
wounds,
good.
Bro.
Yeah, I'm good. And because I mean, and that's the sad part about it.
Yeah,
it puts you in a state where you want to do the thing and you try, but like you said, if it's not a matter of
because they ain't gonna
reports
protect
and this
right.
and
they're
that and saying
what,
and it's always about passing a buck and throwing under the
not gonna protect
you
us.
Can't protect yourself.
Yeah,
but you got to protect the kid and protect yourself at the same time. It's kind
of
like hard. It's
the amount like of hard. Teachers too that have gotten reprimanded. This is why a lot of teachers don't break up fights either. The amount of teachers that have gotten reprimanded for trying to de-escalate a situation with a kid or pulling kids off of each other, there's so much like gray, not even gray area, but there's such a lack of communication. There's such a lack of communication.
Yeah. Yeah.
You tell me, because we got to watch this stupid bloodborne pathogens video at the beginning of every school
the
year.
The same video.
Can I get the exact same video? And then when they get to fighting and slinging blood and stuff, I ain't got no PPE.
Right.
You're not bringing me anything. There is no clear communication. The only thing y'all willing to clearly communicate about is state testing. Can I get some clear procedures for other stuff?
Yeah.
Because
don't stand up or don't sit down during state testing.
Yeah, don't step one foot out the door or it's going to invalidate the entire test if another certified.
Right.
We got clear procedures for that.
You worrying about irregularities on a state testing, but I got kicked in my shin so hard, now I'm walking with an irregular limp. Can we talk about that irregular?
And I got to walk all the way to the end of the hall to get my cart because this girl keeps pushing it down there.
Let's talk about that, please.
That is just wild to me.
Bullied.
Like, that is wild to me. Like, don't touch. He just kicked me in the balls. Like,
can't say balls. Can't say balls. Kicked me in the kicked me in the spherical object.
We need Gen Z.
That's two episodes ago.
This training. This is all kids though. That particular one ain't just Gen Z, but
yeah, that's was going on for.
This generation. I have never seen kids talk so reckless to their parents before.
Yeah,
I would be afraid.
Look, they call them besties or bruh.
Don't call me
say
bruh.
Say
Don't call me bruh.
Say bestie.
Now, here's the thing. Because I'm like, hey, best friend on social media all the time, my students are allowed to call me bestie.
So, oh, yeah.
But are they really your bestie, though?
Yes.
Okay.
My kids watch this.
No. Oh, okay. I got you. Yes.
Yeah. Classroom culture. They are my besties.
No. Yeah, that makes sense. And you're my besties, too, guys.
Shut up, Casey. No, they're your teacher homies.
I'm your bestie. Right.
Even hey, the people
except for the one that called me Casey Mac and Cheese.
That's
listen,
pretty
one
good,
of my
though.
Students was flaming Casey for like 2 weeks. He was like, hey, tell Casey Mac and Cheese. I was like, that's not his name. He was like, tell him all these hand motions he be doing, tell him to stop. I was like, first of all, your neck is musty. Stop talking about
that. Are we ever doing a show in your city coming up soon?
I don't know. Mm. He ain't gonna come.
I don't care. I'm gonna find him.
Casey's gonna find him. He's going to throw a box of Kraft mac and cheese at his head.
And I'm going to go,
hey, I heard what you said.
Casey never knew his arch nemesis was a 12-year-old.
Isn't that all of our arch nemesis, yes, though? Like, did we ever think that we would be taken down by children?
Arch nemesis. I saw a kid hang up on their mom one time.
That's that Gen Z stuff.
Talking reckless to their parent, hung up on her. And then I've seen a kid like in a parent-teacher conference.
Mm.
The parent is talking to the kid. Kid ain't even studying them at all.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a kid, like, literally in a parent-teacher conference, the parent was, like, straight up talking to them, could not be bothered. You know, you could tell they were just like, you're irrelevant. Why are you even talking to me?
Have you ever called a kid's parent, like, in front of them?
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually, like, a big deal.
Yeah, these kids don't care.
No. Like, I had this was years ago. This was a fourth grader years ago, so technically Gen Z, but, like, refused to participate in PE class, or just do nothing, like refuse, and it was like an attitude thing.
Right.
She was just like, no, I don't want to do this.
Oh my goodness.
And I called her mom right there, put the mom on the phone with the kid, and I'm watching her on the phone with her mom, and she's just like, no, no. Gives the phone back to me, and mom literally goes, yeah, she won't listen to me either. I don't know what to tell you. I'm like, what do I do now?
No!
That was the hammer. I dropped the hammer.
What's that?
What
it's
do you
us.
Do now?
It's us millennials. We're the parents.
Right.
It's us.
Like, what it's do you want me to do now? Can I send her out? Because I don't. What do you do?
It's one of those things where I'm like, I'm at a loss for words because I'm like, what? Because I have a. That goes back to like having a structure too. But these first year teachers, they don't teach them how to. They're just like, here's your classroom.
Yeah.
And it's like my structure is like if I have like a consistent, because we all know our kids that they have consistent behavior problems or they have something consistently that they're doing. I have a clear system for my kids because we can't just go to directly to writing them up. I don't write kids up anyway. You have to get to fighting or something crazy like that to get written up. But if you're doing something that is disruptive to the class or you're refusing to work or whatever, if a kid refuses to work, we're going to have a conversation and make sure something ain't deeper ain't going on. But sometimes you generally have kids that like they just like, I ain't doing nothing. Mm-hmm. So I have a refusal to work form so that I can document because you got to document everything.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then if it's a consistent behavior, like let's say you won't stop talking, disrupting my class, like I've given you, you know, giving you grace. Now I got to start my behavior ladder. So the first thing, I'm going to give you a verbal warning. I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to come over to you. I'm going to say, hey, I need you to stop A, B, and C behavior. Sometimes I'll put a sticky note on their desk because kids don't like to be called out in front of people. So, hey, this behavior that you're exhibiting, stop. Verbal warning. Second time, we're going out in the hallway. We're going to have a conversation. Mm-hmm. And then we have, like, these school points, bucks, or whatever. So you're going to lose some of those points. Mm-hmm. Third time, I'm going to call your mama, let her cuss you out on the phone. Some of y'all, that don't work. But at least I did the procedure. And then the last time, I have documentation that three times I have communicated that this behavior is causing a problem.
Yeah.
The fourth time, office referral. Like, and some schools, that don't work because they won't let you write the kids up. My school don't wrote like that. But my old school, they'd be like, they would take the write-up out the system.
That's the CMA format.
What?
What you just explained.
What is that?
Covering my ass.
Because if you don't have that documentation.
That is fast.
I'm over here like, country music awards? What is it? What does that have to do? No, that makes more sense.
Yeah, you have to, because if you would have skipped any of those steps, yeah. Let's just say you would have went straight to the admin would have asked you,
did you
do before? So,
or when you call the parents, they're like, what would you do to my kid for, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. They don't act like that at home.
Right.
Come get them then so they can go home.
I do appreciate the connection Gen Z kids have with their parents, like as far as like being able to reach them when you need to reach them. Like,
oh yeah,
because I remember, like, I could never, when I'm trying to schedule IEP me, I'm sending out emails, I'm calling the parent, I'm doing everything, never get an answer. What do I do?
Call
I started
mom.
Going to the kid, pull them out of class, getting their schedule, like, hey, you got bring your cell phone, bring the cell phone, call your mom real quick. First ring, hello,
right?
Hey, no, ain't nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong. He's doing great. Everything's good.
Now that
I'm just trying to schedule the annual RM and which dates work for you. Every time, and was able to get because other than that, we're waiting.
I feel bad for the kids that like you schedule IEP meetings, and their parents continuously won't show up for it.
Yeah,
it's like the kid needs that those services, and a lot of times it's a phone. It's either a phone conversation or it's a Google Meet or something like that. And it's like, your kid has been on the IEP for 2 years. Like, we know that this is something that's a good service for them. Like, we need to show up for the IEP meeting.
But I do love the fact with the virtual meetings, since that's been, like, implemented, like, very strongly. That, you know, it's just so convenient.
What makes it convenient, yeah.
Yeah, it's very convenient.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they kept that, like, moving forward.
Right.
Now, some parents do request to come in person, which is cool.
Yeah.
You know, that's cool, too, because we like the fact that you're here on campus and, you know.
Right.
I want to say we had, like, 100% participation in a lot of classes for parent-teacher conferences the first time.
Yeah.
When it went virtual.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
When it went virtual?
Yeah.
We ain't never done even during COVID.
Y'all didn't do them during 2020?
Well, my old school, I don't really think we have parent-teacher conferences, but my new school, yeah, we don't do a virtual, but I don't think I never even heard of a virtual parent-teacher conference.
I mean, nobody comes to see me anyway during conferences.
I can't.
No.
But
no. I can't.
I just got triggered. We had virtual evaluations.
What is that?
We did our annual evaluation virtually.
Please no. I can't control these kids on the screens. No.
When there's a pandemic, worse. You cancel evaluations.
It gets worse. Wait, it gets worse. A lot of our problem was attendance. So we're telling our administrator, there's some classes nobody shows up.
Yeah.
And this is an ongoing thing.
Is that just a box they had, like something they didn't have a choice that they had to do though?
You would maybe, but you would think that at some point you would come up with a different alternative plan. But you know what was told to us? I swear to God, this is so crazy. They told us, even if there's no kids in the classroom, teach.
Oh my.
As if they were there, and we'll evaluate you on that.
Well, as long as you're doing that, though, then you can.
I just send you a video, man.
Right. Well, you can pretend that they're the most on-task students ever and nail that evaluation.
Well, how am I going to call and response? There's nobody responding.
All these imaginary students got 100%.
Nobody responding.
It literally was, I do.
There was no, I do, we do, you do. There's none of that.
It sounds like
the most craziest thing I ever been
It with. Sounds like a Mormon wedding. I do.
That's... And look, and shortly after that, I got the call from board teachers. Hey, you want to do this tour? Yeah.
I quit.
Get me out of here.
I quit.
Can't do this anymore.
Cut it. He's like, that was my last straw because this is idiotic. I'm talking to no one.
And I'm sorry, but that was Oklahoma.
I was telling. Not you going to tell
I'm
the state.
Snitching.
We telling Oklahoma. On We telling on y'all. We telling. I got to tell y'all this last thing. I had a kid bring, he had I saw a circular thing in his back pocket. And I was like, is that a can of dip? I was like, dude, you got dip in your back pocket?
Like the tobacco?
Yeah. I was like, bro, you got dip in your back pocket? He's like, no, Miss Richardson. This fool pulled it out. It was the charcoal teeth whitening stuff.
Oh.
And so when he took the, I'm happy that it was him that had it and not another kid, because they would have unscrewed that and blew it straight into somebody's face.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, why do you have this? And he's like, Why would you carry this around?
It would be bubble tape. I mean, that bubble gum tape. You know that.
Oh, they don't used to be fire. Yeah. It ain't last.
Oh, Gen Z don't know about that.
They
never
don't
mind.
Know nothing about
never
that.
Never mind, you're right.
They don't know that on Chico sticks.
They don't know about that.
What you know about Chico stick?
They don't know
Chico
about
sticks.
That.
Yeah, I don't know what Chico sticks.
You know what Chico stick is?
No.
I live in Mississippi and Tennessee though. So you Chico do know stick. What a Chico stick is?
Yes.
Them John's good too.
Not a Chico stick.
I know bubble tape.
I want that bubble gum.
That Chico stick. I want to. I told a kid that they could make Mother Teresa cuss, and the kid said, "Who is that?" I was like,
oh,
"Never mind,
no.
man. Don't worry about it." I said, "Don't worry about it. Y'all can make Mother Teresa say she ain't believe in Jesus no more." It was like, "Who is that?"
She was a queen back in the day. Yes, queen.
Yes, queen.
She was fire. That Mother Teresa. She was a skibbity riz fire. Ah,
please stop.
Is she kin to Mother Nature?
It's disrespectful. Is she kin to Mother Nature?
No cap. No cap. Mother Teresa.
I'm going to work at Target if a kid asks me if Mother Teresa is kin to Mother Nature.
Oh,
I quit.
Man.
I quit. I love Gen Z though. They keep me young.
Yeah.
They
hilarious.
Fun, creative little
they're
people.
They're funny.
Yeah.
I think they're different, but I think they're
a lot
all right.
Of material.
I think the kids are all right, as they say. I'm looking forward to watching them like slowly start to take over. I think the world's gonna be an interesting place.
Well, us millennials, we still looking for who the adult in the room is.
True,
like,
yeah.
Tell me, we in charge?
Yeah.
I need an adult in here. And they're like, yeah. You're 35, you are the adult.
I think they should probably just skip us, to be honest.
They definitely should.
just hand it over to the don't crease the shoes generation.
I'm scared to hand anything.
See, we're going
to
go like, into the future without creasing our shoes.
I can't. Can you imagine needing to speed into surgery and you won't walk fast because you didn't want to crease your shoes? Why you got Air Force Ones on at work anyway?
Yeah,
you
imagine.
You a doctor.
Yes.
Scrubs.
Yes. Imagine, these are the kids.
The doctor's filming your surgery for content.
He's like, we about to go in on this heart surgery.
Dude, we've already seen that. You know how many people have gotten fired?
Accidentally drops the phone in the body.
It's like, terrible.
Right.
It's like, this is unsanitary.
The judge, all rise, Judge William T. to presiding. And then the judge come in.
I said, right, good, three, ooh, I can't.
Hitting the flag when he sets down. What are we
it's
doing
a
ride, here?
Bro. At least we would be entertained. We would be entertained.
All Gen Z,
sure.
We love you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know, please just give me a little hard time, but just know this.
You got Riz.
You definitely have Riz.
No cap.
You guys are some kindest hearted, though.
No
kindest
gown either.
Hearted children, you know, I've seen in
like
a while.
Kind hearted children?
That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
I was lying. First of all,
I'm not telling the truth.
And it's hard for me to write anything nice about kids. That's why I let my Chat GPT do it, because it always gets it right. But when I try to formulate the words myself, it comes out sounding stupid. The kindest heart of this it's not believable. I don't believe it. No, I'm just playing.
Internet, write it.
Nah, we appreciate y'all, educators, for dealing with these wonderful students, these unique individuals, these wonderful learners. Just hang in there. Keep on keeping on and, you know, continue to write your story so we can have more material to talk about on stage.
Comment and tell us your Gen Z stories.
Yes.
Give us your Gen Z stories.
And translate the Gen Z lingo.
Yeah. Yes, because we don't know about that either.
Yeah.
But
we're confused.
We thank you again for another wonderful episode of the Teachers Off Duty Podcast. I have been KC Mack. Please follow me on all platforms. And please follow my wonderful people.
Honest Teacher Vibes.
Angry Gym Teacher.
Follow Board Teachers on all platforms. Follow the Teachers Off Duty Podcast on all platforms. Follow the Board Teachers Comedy Tour. Get those link. Tickets are selling out fast. You definitely don't want to be a part of that. And in the good words of a great philosopher,
Mother Teresa,
a Gen Zer who says, peace out!
They literally don't say that.
I know.
Yeah.